Well, the coronavirus pandemic has forced the cancellation of so many world events, and today there's another reminder of that. The opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympic Games should have been on tonight. Instead, the Games have been postponed until next year, but there are still plenty of doubts about whether they'll go ahead. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from inside the Olympic Stadium.
In the near-empty stadium, the Olympic flames the only source of light. The spotlight turns to Japanese swimming star Rikako Ike, who strides out, picks up the lantern, and the stadium illuminates. No stranger to adversity herself, having been diagnosed and recovering from leukemia, she addressed the stadium, talking about the uncertainty and hope she has, telling the world not to think of the coming year as a postponement, but a plus one. This evening, almost 70,000 excited fans should have been filling the empty seats surrounding me. Games organisers have verbally secured all of the venues, but by far their biggest hurdle is how to hold the Games safely amid the vast uncertainty about the coronavirus pandemic. How many spectators will there be? If any, can they cheer? Maybe not. There will have to be trade-offs in the name of safety, according to Daiichi Life's chief economist Toshihiro Nagahama.
There's no doubt that additional coronavirus countermeasures will add costs, but there's a limited budget, so they'll have to cut costs. For example, if they only allow half of the original number of spectators, it could cut the costs for security.
Some in the organising committee don't want the Games held without spectators, and sports tourism expert Professor Munehiko Harada also hopes it doesn't come to that, despite several recent polls from Japanese media showing only around a quarter of locals want the Olympics to go ahead in 2021.
Right now it's hard to say let's hold the Olympics in their complete form, but people can change their minds, and I think people will get excited again when the situation improves.
There's now less than a year to go until the rescheduled opening ceremony here, and organisers want the Olympics to highlight the world overcoming coronavirus. Because if the Games don't go ahead this time next year, it's unlikely they'll be postponed again, and it'll be a sign of a much greater challenge facing humanity. This is Jake Sturmer inside Tokyo's Olympic Stadium, reporting for AM.